Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Final hour of the week. 14 hours up, 1 hour remaining. Encourage all of you out there to make sure you can hear every single hour of the show. All you have to do is type in Clay Travis or Buck Sexton, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, all these different places where the podcast is available. We thank you for signing up and supporting, and go give us 5 stars there as well. Big show day, monster show day, with the statements that Joe Biden made last night, yesterday afternoon, mandating the COVID vaccine for many different Americans. And he did so in what I think is a fascinating window into the dual dichotomy of America today. Buck, right now I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas, getting ready for the Texas-Arkansas game. We're on the road with Fox for big games all weekend. You're going to come to one as well here in a couple of weeks. But I was out last night at a sports bar watching the Dallas Cowboys play against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. NFL season kicked off last night. And within a couple of hours of Joe Biden speaking, you had 70,000 plus, the biggest crowd for an NFL game since the Super Bowl in Miami in February of 2020, coming up on well over a year and a half. No masks in the crowd. And I think we have got a fascinating dichotomy here because I'm on the road right now in Arkansas. They're going to have the biggest crowd they've ever had for a football game with Texas coming to town. Football fans are thumbing their nose at the president of the United States. They are living their best life and they're not responding well to the hectoring from Joe Biden. Let's play cut 7 and listen to his tone talking last night.
What makes it incredibly more frustrating is that we have the tools to combat COVID-19 and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal.
I just don't understand, Buck, at its basic level. If you trust the vaccine and if you believe in the vaccine, why do you care what anybody else is doing? I don't even understand that.
There's a lot of cognitive
dissonance. The logic doesn't add up.
You'll see the cognitive dissonance on display when, on the one hand, you have neurotic people under 50 who are Biden voters who are terrified at the notion of being around. They're vaccinated and they're masked and they're social. They're terrified of being around anybody who they think maybe isn't all of those things, which goes to how effective can you really believe all of this really is? And by the way, I think that when it comes to the vaccines, a lot of them don't even read the data. They don't care, right? This has all become, for them, the good people take it. It's posturing. It's virtue signaling. They don't get into the actual numbers or the risk factors. But so they get very upset at the notion of there being anyone around who is unvaccinated while they themselves are. But then also, they celebrate, and we played that Howard Stern clip. There are people who are celebrating
yes.
when people who choose not to get the vaccine are dying. Here's basically what you can't really, there's a circle you can't square here. There's something that doesn't add up. If in fact only unvaccinated people are really at risk of hospitalization and death, which is what is being said, and that is what they'll point to right now. They're not saying it doesn't spread at all from vaccinated people. We've moved past that, although they'll say it's in much lesser numbers than it does from the unvaccinated. But Clay, if in fact that's the point, what are these libs so upset about all the time, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, they're saying openly that, you know, you're making a choice and they'll say you get what you deserve if you're unvaccinated and you get really sick or worse, but they're walking around terrified all the time. How does that make any sense?
They have to recognize deep down that the vaccines don't provide the protection that they're trying to argue they provide. And so you're asking people, and look, on a broad scale, we have failed in our COVID response epically. And I hope, we were talking about this off the air the other day, Buck, I hope in 30 or 40 years that I'm alive to see really great books written about all this failure, just so for the historical record, we can start to see it. But all of these actions, first of all, I don't believe Joe Biden's actions are constitutional when it comes to this mandate. I also don't believe, and this is a significant part, and I think even the vaccinated recognize this now too, they won't say it publicly, even if we were 100% vaccinated, even if every adult 12 and up who is available to the vaccine, COVID's not going away.
Yeah, well, they reject that, and or they don't accept that that's a possibility.
Because we're at 75% now.
Right.
You know, like three quarters of people, if it were wildly successful as a vaccine, 75% of people having the COVID vaccine would be more than enough to give us herd immunity, right? If the vaccine worked fantastically well, doesn't.
Their belief is that the 25% who can get vaccinated, who are not vaccinated, that's where all the COVID spread
is
happening.
That's the only reason we're not back to normal.
The only reason we're not back to normal.
That's what they're saying.
And that's where you got into this tone from the Biden administration. I mean, from Biden himself, when he says things like, patients, I mean, here you go. He actually said, your patience is wearing thin.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
He's straight up saying, by the way, anyone who has not gotten the vaccine, this is the president of the United States, you're killing people by not getting the vaccine. This is what he's saying. Now, let's just put aside for a second that, for one, he's saying that about people with natural immunity, which is just scientifically false. So start with that. I think it's also unfair to those who are unvaxxed as well. I'm not saying that, but it's wrong on multiple levels. But this goes right into the mentality that we see now, where there are people, Clay, who have prominent platforms, have big followings. And if you were to ask them right now, how would you feel about Joe Biden? And people listening to this know this is true. How would you feel about Joe Biden setting up quarantine camps? We'll call them quarantine camps instead of something else, where you will gather large numbers of people who are unvaccinated until they were willing to get the vaccine. They would say fine. They see what's going on in Australia and New Zealand. A lot of them would say that's not an overreach. That's not a problem. You know, forget about Korematsu and that Supreme Court decision, right? Forget about what we've learned about taking people without just cause and throwing them into a camp. We have gone all the way to that point now where there are a lot of individuals in this country who think it's completely justified for people to lose their jobs over this. They think it's completely justified and they celebrate even openly when people die. They don't know if that person had or thought they had natural immunity. They don't know what the circumstances of their health were, but they'll celebrate it if they were, opposed to vaccine. Remember, opposition to vaccine mandates is not the same thing as opposition to the vaccine. There are Trump got vaccinated and tells everybody who's at risk to get vaccinated every time he speaks.
Well, not only that, I mean, Joe Biden himself, as we started off the show by saying, said that vaccine mandates wouldn't happen. Nancy Pelosi said the federal government can't do it. The two-part thing that is so huge here is, one, this is unconstitutional. And there are lots of people out there that are not going to care that this is unconstitutional, and they're going to allow their rights to be trampled.
How much faith can you really put in the court system to save you from this one? They didn't save us from Obamacare. I know we got a different court now. Thank you to Trump, by the way.
Not only the court, by the way, but people have to file lawsuits in order for the court to get the right to make a decision. And I think what's going to happen is many of these big corporations are going to acquiesce to Joe Biden's demand, even if it's not constitutional. They're going to send out emails. They're going to let all their employers know that they're following the mandate. Okay, so that's one. But two, and I think we got to keep hammering this home, even if every single person who is in this country had the COVID vaccine, COVID's not going away.
No, but they don't
and
agree.
There would still be a lot of people.
You're right.
There'd still be a lot of the data.
Right. No, I'm saying you're right, but this is the point that
they
say
won't
no.
acknowledge it.
They say no.
Which is why I think, Buck, this is, so far, Joe Biden hasn't come off the top rope with the restrictions. And I think deep down, I'm curious what you think about this idea. I think deep down, the reason why he's not, say, mandating the vaccine for airplane travel, for instance, crossing state lines, I think the reason why he's not done that is because if he does everything, if he mandates COVID vaccine, everything else, and the numbers don't really change that much, which is what I think would happen, right? Because we're already at 75% of adults who've gotten one shot or more. Then what else do you do except have to acknowledge that your entire anti-COVID battle is basically going to come down to the natural immunity?
I feel like I could see the enemy's steps a few steps ahead of them. Clay, they'll just say that it's a variant that was incubated by the unvaccinated in the time period that we had to play catch up on the vaccines. I know people hear that, their heads are going to explode.
And that's one of the arguments we should acknowledge, because some people will say, if you say, okay, you got vaccinated, why do you care whether other people are vaccinated or not? They will say, well, if you're not vaccinated, you're allowing the variants to spread, which could be of more danger. The challenge with that is the variants aren't coming out of the United States. The variants are coming around the world where almost no one is vaccinated. Delta came out of India. The odds of there being a variant that emerges in the United States are very, very low compared to the odds of there being a variant that emerges somewhere else in the world.
Well, the variants for the flu
emerge. So we're not going to be able to vaccinate the world.
Yeah, the variants for the flu emerge out of China pretty much every year. This is known. This has been known in epidemiology for decades now, and it's largely because of the huge numbers of livestock, particularly pork, like swine flu, and fowl, you know, people eating geese and chickens and things like that, that are in close proximity to human beings in China. And that's where you have that zoonotic transmission that occurs. And this is how you get swine flu and bird flu. And these things tend to come out of China as a result. But, you know, they can pop up wherever. Clay, we haven't beaten the common cold. We haven't destroyed the flu. If we could, with one shot,
we would.
I have a feeling we would have. And yet we know
for the common cold to be gone.
There are hundreds of different versions of the common cold that people regularly get. There are new versions of the flu, of influenza, that come out every single year. And we know, one, we can't defeat those entirely. And two, you can't avoid them entirely. And this spring, it's almost like we've gone back to the very beginning of the conversation here. And it's remarkable to me, too. People are now acting like, oh, you know, we'd be all dumb. We have turned the corner. What, almost 700,000 people have died? Almost 100 million have been infected? This is success? This is the upside of all these policies that we've seen? You have to ask, how different would this have been if we just told sick people stay away from healthy people, which is what we always do? And other than that,
yes,
you know, wish for the best.
Live your life.
Get vaccines to those who are at high risk as soon as you can. But understand that that's, you know, our flu program is basically get senior citizens vaccinated or people with immunocompromise. And other than that, it's, you know, we go forward with life. That should be the approach to COVID.
We have to live life normalcy. By the way, Buck, I've got a clip I just saw. Dr. Fauci has been asked about those with natural immunity and why they should be vaccinated.
Oh, you're giving me heartburn already. I'm upset.
We're going to play that audio for you when we come back. But first, tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We were talking with Rudy Giuliani in hour two. Encourage you to go listen to that. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has helped America to ensure that we never forget 9/11. This year, the foundation giving 200 mortgage-free homes to America's heroes and their families. Last year, Tunnel to Towers started a new tradition to honor the lives lost on 9/11 at the Pentagon and in the Shanksville Memorials, and they're lighting up the night sky with their Tower of Light tributes again. If you've never participated in the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk New York City, it's one of the most emotional days. Starts in Brooklyn. Tens of thousands of people retrace Stephen Siller's selfless final footsteps on 9/11. It's the foundation's signature event. Buck, it is an amazing experience.
It's incredible, Clay. And West Point cadets run together. Families walk to pay tribute to the loved ones they lost. And it's a breathtaking sight when you see firefighters from all over the country running in their gear in solidarity with those from 9/11. This year's event is Sunday, September 26th, featuring Lynyrd Skynyrd at the annual Run Weekend Concert for registrants. Never forget, do something today. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's $11 a month, Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck, and I cannot believe how fast the show is going by today. We had Rudy Giuliani on to talk about his memory of the day itself, 9/11, 20 years ago tomorrow. And that was, I mean, it was riveting. It's very emotional. There's a lot that it brings back for all of us, I know. We also want to get to your calls later on, latter half of this hour, 800-282-2882. We have a spot or two open right now, so if you want, give us a ring. And I've been saying this, I think Clay agrees with me. Just know that they're not done with these mandates. While we sit here and say, oh my gosh, it's unconstitutional, what are they doing, this is madness, they're saying, yeah, there's more where that came from. Here is CNN's favorite doctor, used to be in charge of Planned Parenthood, which I'm sure you all know how I feel about that. But here she is, Dr. Wen, Lena Wen, saying that the vaccine mandates that were announced yesterday don't go far enough.
When it comes to employers, I think what the Biden administration did was quite brilliant, because it gives air cover for businesses that have wanted to do this, that have wanted to put vaccine mandates in place, but they didn't want to have their employees complain about them. Now they can say, hey, we didn't really want to do this, but the administration, the federal government, is making us do it. It also helps to level the playing field so that people aren't then going to threaten to go to another workplace. If every workplace has that same requirement, that's a good thing. So I don't think it's overreach. I think this is what's needed in the middle of a pandemic. And in fact, I think the Biden administration, if anything, could have gone even further.
Could have gone further. And Clay, I think you're right, by the way. It'll be completely dependent on case counts. But if yes, we are at 100,000 plus cases a day on a 7-day rolling average, which is where we are right now, we're at about, we're at 40.
We're about 150K-ish, right? Like, on average right now.
So if we're at a level that is well beyond what the Fauci consensus thinks is acceptable, they're going to roll out a few more things, and they're really just going to make it so there's nowhere to hide. I mean, unless you're going to go totally off the grid and not work for anybody, not go to any business, you're going to end up either getting the shot or forging the paperwork for the shot, which I'm going to tell you this too, they're going to start cracking down on that a whole lot more as well.
Yeah, and we're going to play some Fauci for you on natural immunity when we come back, because he finally got asked the question that we've been begging for someone to ask, and he didn't have a good answer. It's probably not going to surprise you at all. But yes, this decision is going to be so monumental for so many different people out there. And remember, Buck, it's not only adults having to make decisions. There's a lot of people out there, for instance, in Los Angeles, your 12-year-old has to be vaccinated in order to go to school. That is absolutely crazy to think about. And that is where we are headed right now.
Come back to that in a second. You know, carnivore is an unusual name for a company, but a very good one in this case. Carnivore is an elite group of Wall Street traders that reveal their real-time stock trades to all of us. I saw this testimonial from one of their subscribers. Morgan writes, I have zero time to study stock trading charts. Today I sold the stock you highlighted for a 486% profit. Now, do all carnivore trade stock recommendations get 140% upside? Well, no, of course not. But monster wins happen a lot more than you'd think. That's why I follow Carnivore's advice, too. It's so easy. They just text you in real time what their trading moves are going to be. Right now, it's free. Try it for 2 weeks free. See and mirror their trades, or just watch how much you would have made if you had gone along for the ride. Visit GetOurTrades.com and use promo code USA. That's GetOurTrades.com. Promo code USA, getourtrades.com, promo code USA. See website for terms and conditions. Past performance not a guarantee of future earnings.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, taking you into the weekend. Man, I gotta tell you, what a crazy week of stories. And I don't know about you, Buck, but I keep thinking, like, hey, you know, it's September. Maybe things will be a little bit quiet. You know, maybe we're going to be scrambling trying to find things to talk about. Every day is more chaos.
We're not even in an election year, man. I mean,
I know.
The meat and potatoes of what we do is political talk radio here. And I mean, between the Biden disastrous Afghan evacuation and now the mandates. And I mean, you know, there's also just a backdrop to all this. I know you're going to tee up this Fauci thing for us in a second. I think it is the first time in 18 months I've heard him address natural immunity. And he's essentially going to say Clay and Buck are right, although he won't say it that
yes.
way. But that is what he's saying. And through all this, the Biden administration has failed. I mean, they could say, oh, but it's people's fault or whatever. No, we were told that we would turn the corner. He would crush the virus, not the economy, yada, yada, yada. They have not managed to get us to where they said they would at this point.
All right. We have a lot of people in media who listen to this show. We understand that a lot of you are busy and you're prepping and you're like, hey, what's significant out there that we need to be talking about? Here's what I would request. Because we don't get to go to the White House press briefing. Joe Biden's not going to talk to us. We don't get to talk to Dr. Fauci. We get to talk to all of you, millions of people every day. But here's what I would request for people out there who are listening that do get the opportunity to ask these questions. Ask the same question of Dr. Fauci and Jen Psaki and also of Joe Biden and Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. I want to give credit here. This is on CNN. Dr. Sanjay Gupta. So for everybody out there who's like, oh, you're not a doctor. How dare you have an opinion on any medical issue whatsoever? You're killing grandmas, which is what Buck and I have been hearing for 18 months. We have been slamming this story on the radio show because both of us happen to have COVID. We recovered from it. There is zero discussion of maybe 100 million people out there, pretty decent percentage of the American population, maybe even higher, that have had COVID and have recovered from it. And there is Israeli data, which we talked about with all of you, that says that natural immunity, that is recovering from COVID, is up to 27 times as protective as vaccinated immunity. And last night, I believe this is, Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on with Anderson Cooper and the Fauchmeister himself. And I want you to listen to Sanjay Gupta directly asked Fauci about natural immunity and listen to Fauci's response. Play the cut.
There was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity, and basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What are people to make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not, as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine. So it is conceivable that you got infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. So I think that is something that we need to sit down and discuss seriously, because you very appropriately pointed out it is an issue. And there could be an argument for saying what you said.
There could be an argument. Clay, first of all, we know he's talking about durability of natural immunity. We know the durability of the vaccines is not very long because they have to get boosters, and that's already been established. So in what world should we make the assumption that the natural immunity is worse in terms of duration and durability even than the vaccines that we've already found out do not last
very
long?
How does it take 18 months for Fauci to be asked this? And credit to Dr. Sanjay Gupta for asking him on live television. How does he still not have an answer, Buck? All he's done for COVID for 18 months is talk about COVID. And when he finally gets asked after 18 months about natural immunity, his answer is, I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. What are you doing, Fauci?
Here's what it is.
I'm so angry about this.
I know. But the good news is we're right. So, yay. Everyone listening to us, he's admitting it's like Clay and Buck, as much as they are barbarous evildoers killing grandparents across America, on the issue, the specific issue of the immunity that is conferred after a natural infection, he's saying we're correct. Okay, so that's great. Beyond that, though, Clay, the reason that he's like, I don't have an answer, I don't really know, is because this would create a hurdle for the policy they are ramming down everyone's throats right now. It would create an additional complication, and it would slow down the pushing the lemmings off the cliff, so to speak. Like, they want everyone to do it, and they'll ask questions later.
You should be able to go out and get an antibody test, like I have done, like you have done, Buck, And if you have antibodies naturally from a COVID infection, you should be able to present that in lieu of a vaccine and in lieu of needing to constantly get tested, because the data reflects that natural immunity is better than vaccinated immunity. Now, the cynic, Buck, would say the reason why Fauci is saying, I don't have a really firm answer for you on that, is not only because it complicates the situation and calls into question their vaccine mandates, it also creates a lot smaller business opportunity for Moderna and for Pfizer and for Johnson & Johnson, because it would pull 100 million Americans or so out of the required vaccination pool and also out of the required constant booster update.
And testing, by the way.
Testing as well. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars that this answer could potentially cost drug companies.
They are talking about test and trace again, even though at the beginning of the pandemic when they discussed this, because I would hear people say, oh, test and trace is really effective, you know, for STDs, for syphilis. And I'd sit there saying, for most of us, it's a lot easier to give the list of who we might have had that issue with than who we've been in an elevator for 2 minutes with, right? For most of us, STD, test and trace is a very different thing than what you have for an aerosolized virus. Test and trace was a joke in this country with 100,000, with 50,000, with 10,000 cases a day. You're not tracing every person who's coming into contact with it, but they're trying to go back to it because, Clay, we've created the biosecurity theater state now. That's where we are, and it's all coming back together.
Now, I would say I asked for media that are listening to us that might be covering people in positions of power to ask about natural immunity. I also want to say this. We've got a lot of governors. We got a lot of representatives. We got a lot of senators and their staff and or their staff that listen to this show as well. I think that the Ron DeSantis's and Greg Abbott's of the world, big state governors in Texas and Florida, need to start to talk about natural immunity as well and say, hey, we need to be testing to find out how many people have natural immunity. And if you're going to be saying, hey, get the vaccine or you get fired, you should certainly be able, if you're me or if you're you or if you're one of the other 100 million Americans like us who recovered from COVID out there, to say, hey, the data reflects that I have immunity. I can prove that I have antibodies. There's no need for me to get a vaccine, and you shouldn't be forcing me at penalty of losing my job to do so. So that is a middle ground that I think is a very fertile middle ground for a lot of politicians out there to be occupying as a part of rejecting this idea of vaccine mandates.
I think they are going to be pushed in that direction. Enough people have kind of figured this out. People like you and me have been making a lot of noise about this for quite some time now because it's so obvious and such an important part of the discussion. But there are going to be still millions of people, and a lot of them to this show, who never had a positive COVID test, cannot prove antibodies through the blood test, and are still going to be affected by the vaccine mandate. So it doesn't make the problem go away.
It doesn't solve everything, but it
would be the first time, Clay, that they have had that the lockdown or Fauciites have had to concede to scientific reality and effectively admit in real time that there's a huge gaping hole in their plan
in
here
their
that they must address.
And let me just say this too, for people out there who may not be following this perfectly, I had chicken pox. There now is a chicken pox vaccine. I have never gotten the chicken pox vaccine because I have natural immunity to chicken pox. I would imagine, Buck, you're probably the same. People of our age grew up and got chicken pox, and now my kids get a chicken pox vaccine, so they're never going to have it. But I've never been required as an adult to go get the chickenpox vaccine because I already have natural immunity to chickenpox. Just an idea for people to think about in their own lives that may be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I believe later on, chickenpox can reassert itself as shingles. So even in that case, it can actually come back later. And, you know, this is the world we live in of pathogens and viruses. That's quite a way to end things. Let's come back in a second. We'll talk to some of you folks who have lit up all of our lines here. We want to hear from you. It is Open Line Friday. But, you know, at the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we love our dogs. In my family, we got a French Bulldog, we got a Cavapoo, we've got a Pomeranian. We need to get a big dog thrown in the mix there. People are going to say too many city dogs. But, you know, they're members of the family, and we want the best for them. That's why we feed the Sexton dogs rough greens. Rough greens is what you add into your dog's food, because a lot of dog food sits on a shelf at a big box store for years. All that dry kibble dog food manufacturers use, they've got a sterilization process. So they make sure there's nothing live in the food. Some of the nutrients, some of the probiotics, things that you need for your gut health, dogs need that too. That's where Rough Greens comes in. It's a healthy supplement you put into. You just add it into your dog's food with all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. You got probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, and antioxidants. No GMOs, antibiotics, hormones, fillers, or artificial colors. Telling you, it's amazing. We have happier and healthier dogs. People writing in all the time about how much their dogs have benefited from this. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog's going to love it. They have a special deal for the listeners of this show. Go to roughgreens.com/clayandbuck. That's R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/clayandbuck. They're going to give you the first bag free. All you pay is shipping. That's right, free. roughgreens.com/clayandbuck. Finishing up strong here on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck. I'm here with Clay. We are wishing all of you a very restful weekend. It'll be a reflective and contemplative weekend, I know, for a lot of us because of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. But you still got to take care of yourself, get ready for the week ahead, give some reflection to 9/11 Memorial tomorrow. And obviously, we've also got some things to just be joyous or joyful about. The return of NFL football, I know, Clay, for a lot of people, is just a sign of life continuing on and life feeling more normal. So we will hopefully be talking more about that in the days and weeks. Life being more normal, that's what we're all hoping to get toward. We got Dave in Spokane, Washington. Dave, what's up?
Hey, gents. Well, I got some COVID that's driving me crazy, but real quick on the 9/11 remembrance. I was a Marine Corps 53 pilot, and I just remember walking into the ready room early in the morning. I was in Hawaii, and I'm getting ready to lead a gun run for some section aircraft to go out and qualify some air crew, and being told, hey, your flight's canceled. I'm like, what do you mean? And like, the whole flight schedule's canceled. And then they're like, look at the TV and seeing the aircraft, you know, replay of it hitting the tower, and everybody in there is like, dude, this is it. We're going to war. So that's basically my short, real quick memory on that. On COVID, though, my wife has been an RN for 30 years, over 30 years now. She's working at a hospital here in Washington State, and she is not going to be working after October 18th based on what Inslee put in place, the governor here, and now the Biden deal just kind of adds some spice to it. But the issue that is being really upsetting up here is that Inslee also made it to where if people do not take the shot, He has made it to where you're counted as basically resigning, not being fired. You're selecting to be let go for not getting the vaccine, and he does that so you don't get any.
Wow. To that earlier caller, Inslee, and he's a climate change lunatic. I know that guy, the governor of Washington. Clay, I mean, this is spiteful. Thank you, by the way, Dave, for calling in.
Yeah,
Clay,
by the
spiteful
way,
stuff from Inslee.
No doubt. This also is a study that just came out. Again, we're trying to give you all of the honest truth every single day in a media environment where that almost doesn't happen. The Telegraph in England says teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the COVID vaccine than be hospitalized. A major study has found in England. This, by the way, is one reason why England, for instance, not only is not mandating masks in schools, Buck, but they're also not suggesting that kids need to be vaccinated for COVID because they are not at risk from COVID, which is one of the small mercies that we've had throughout this entire process, is that the younger you are, the less, generally speaking, COVID has as an impact.
I had a doctor reach out to me a few weeks ago just to tell me that, FYI, myocarditis, to really understand sometimes what kind of damage has been done, can take a while, which is really disconcerting, because one of the things that's come out about this.
If it's unnecessary, we don't need to put things in kids' bodies, right? I mean, that's the general perspective, and that's why so many parents are struggling with this.
Dave in Wilson, North Carolina. Dave, what do you got?
I'm just going to relate my story about 9/11. I was a purchasing expediter for Midway Airlines in Raleigh. Well, we were based out of Morrisville, which is at the airport, and I had gone down to flight ops to talk to a pilot who was in flight at the time to see if his airplane was okay. And the first plane hit the tower. And everybody stood there for a few seconds in disbelief. And then it was like an explosion of, okay, now we have to find all of our airplanes. Because we had 66 airplanes in the air at that time. So a bunch of us started grabbing our telephones. We had a bank of phones, and all you had to do was dial the tail number of the aircraft, and you could talk to the pilots just like we're talking now. And so we had to locate each one of our pilots. Well, when the second one hit, we were all standing there looking at the TV, and we just kind of silently looked at one another, and it was the eeriest thing you can imagine, the panic and bewilderment that just went over everybody's face. Is now we have all these people in the air, we've got our aircraft in the air, and now we've got to get them on the ground because the FAA guys had come in and locked us down, basically sequestered us, and we're just standing there trying to locate our people in a panic. And then they gave us the ultimatum of get your airplanes on the ground within, I believe it was 30 minutes, or we will take them out. They didn't say we might, we could. They said we will take them out, put them on the ground.
Wow. Wow, Dave, thank you for sharing that remembrance from 9/11. Man, I mean, we could do a whole show just hearing from folks across the country. Please, everyone, have a restful and reflective weekend. It is the 20th anniversary of 9/11 tomorrow. Spend some time with loved ones. Spend some time with people who matter to you, and rest up. And Clay and I will be back with you on Monday.
No doubt. Should be a lot of fun next week. Craziness continues. Not going away.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.